Omnis terra adore.
On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk, but you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In this first miracle of Christ's ministry, we get a glimpse of his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son, full of grace and truth. And it comes at the behest of his mother, Mary. Mary, who notices what we need and never tires in bringing our petitions to her Son. Christ's generous response to a simple human need is a vision of the abundance of God's kingdom. He provided not just enough wine, but more than enough, and not just good wine, but the best wine. It inspires us to respond generously when faced with human need today. Let us respond as best we can, heeding the exhortation of Mary to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." In listening to Mary and following Christ, we can be confident that our efforts will be transformed into the miraculous fulfillment of God's kingdom, ever supported by Mary's constant prayers on our behalf. Let us pray. Mary, look at us. See us in our sufferings and aid us in our necessities. Teach us how to follow Christ and help us to accept God's loving kindness. Many graces are left unbestowed because we forget to ask, because we trust too little and fear too much. Remind us that we are children of God and are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. Amen.